Good morning and welcome back to Rosie on the House. What else do we have? There's a big street fair coming up.
What's going on right now? Tucson in the historic 4th Avenue
like
District.
Right now?
Yeah.
Now?
Today and tomorrow.
Like
yesterday.
A couple hours from now.
Well, yeah, right. Don't show up at 7. But it's a 48.
The sun's not even up yet. There's a little light over the horizon. But
it's kind of, yeah, for us it's a little ways through the day, so I get carried away. It's 48th annual winter street fair in Tucson at in the 4th Avenue District. And they have just everything. And for our Green Valley listeners who are getting up this morning and wanting something special to do today, it would be a great place to head into. They have 400 artisans out there today, and a third of those are local, meaning Arizona. The rest, other two-thirds are from across the country, all the way
from
Florida.
Again?
400.
Wow.
So if you're looking to shop local and or just not Walmart, it's a great place to hang out for the day. And you know what Tucson's known for as well. They are great foodies down there. You talk about, they have three different food courts just full of the local food. And you can't go wrong. Can't go wrong on that. They have entertainment on two stages from 11 to 5 both days.
Do we have any of the performers, or is it all local, not names you would know?
It's all local,
okay.
All local. So it's a great place to check out today and hang out. It's a beautiful day for it. No wind, no rain, maybe a little dust.
Do we have, I'm sure they've got a website.
They do.
Parking directions.
4thavenue.org. Fourth spelled out, 4thavenue.org. So you can go on there and see what they got going on and just check it out. So maybe you're looking for something more Christmassy to do or something in the evening after that. So you've missed some of it. You know, right after Thanksgiving is that first weekend. Prescott does the lighting. We were there.
Well, we had the Wickenburg Parade last night.
Just last night. So a lot of things like that have passed, but there's still lots of time to do other things besides the grand kickoffs. I just found this one, Ritz-Carlton Dove Mountain in Marana. For the last 3 years, the bakers there have baked a gingerbread house people size. And you can go.
Wait.
Yeah. People size. Look at that picture. You can reserve the table there and eat dinner in there with your family in the gingerbread house with the smell of gingerbread all around.
I don't think I'd be hungry.
You're not a sweet tooth, so maybe not. But it's not edible like in Hansel and Gretel, so if your kids start.
I want to see how big this
oven
is.
Oh, yeah, well, they cut it up. But anyway, they work weeks, of course, and kind of a charming, different kind of a thing to do. So that's still available for a couple weeks yet. Williams, the Polar Express, the train that you ride.
I don't know.
It goes all the way through January 3rd.
Okay.
So there still are some openings.
Okay.
Just a great, you miss kind of the charm of seeing Santa before Christmas if you go afterwards, but it's still, you get to ride up to Williams and shop around there. And
those
see
are
the
usually sold out a couple months ahead of time.
Mm.
Do they still have seats on that?
I'll check that out next
break,
but I'm pretty sure they do. But yeah, so that's a really fun one. Flagstaff at the Little America is the North Pole experience. Go in there and see Santa, hang out, go into downtown Flagstaff. It's really a great chance to get away from the super mall kind of experience. Do a little local shopping on all these outskirt towns. Sedona has a great one. It's free. It's the Talakipaki Tree Trail. So you have a little guide and you walk through.
Talakipaki.
Don't ask me what I said because I don't know what I said. I don't want to get it messed up again. Talakipaki. There you go. I don't even know what I said. So you can go through those trees and they have all kinds of inspiration, all kinds of unique ornaments, and then you can go find them in the shops next door. So I've been trying to redo my tree. I told Rosie this is the first year we're going to do our Christmas tree with all the kids' little ornaments on it. I mean, Romy, you're in your 30s, and I'm still putting your stuff up from when you were little. So I hope you don't get your feelings hurt. But between you and the other five, my tree is full of little handmade things. So I have a little separate tree for the kids, my kids, and add the grandkids' things on there. And then I'm going to have a styling tree. I want to do Southwest. So I may go up there and take a look and see what I could find. Lake Havasu, Romy, has outdoor ice skating. And you can skate outdoors at night. Can you imagine how beautiful that would be? And the bridge is all lit, and those beautiful arches all lit up real nice, and watch the stars and the lights and skate outside.
Interesting.
That sounds like a hoot. And let's see, you could go to Jerome. They're all lit up. The mountain is full of luminarios. And that's our, that would be fun. Pretty. That's always fun to get out and see. Williams, go ahead.
On the luminaries, that's an interesting one. I wonder how far away you could see. I can't imagine there's enough candle power that you would see it, but I mean, from down, you know, Cottonwood, can you see?
I wonder
those extra.
That would be charming. That would be charming.
As you're going up the hill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would imagine that's too far away for a little candlelight to get that far, but I don't know if there's enough close enough together. There might be.
Camp Verde is having a historic Christmas kind of a time. They're all dressed in period dress, and you can go and see them this weekend. But you know,
what time period?
Whatever time period the fort was built, Romy. I don't know. Dad's not here. I don't know all the dates of things like he does. But, you know, that Fort Verde is at Arizona State Park.
Mm-hmm.
And a great thing that you can do for Christmas is to buy your family, your friends who love the outdoors, an Arizona State Park pass, an annual one. You can get a standard one for $75 or a premium one for $200. And you know what? I have some stocking stuffers. So the first 20 texters who text
411-923.
And what are we going to have them say?
State Park.
State Park. First 20 will get free passes, two free passes that last all through the year for your stocking stuffing this year.
How many do you have? We need to make sure that our staycation winners have those in their gift bags.
I have a lot more than 20.
Oh, okay. Just 20 today.
Yeah, just 20.
All right. Where's your stocking? What else you got in there?
You'll never know.